Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home with fast shipping. And for a limited time, get 10% back when you join Wayfair Rewards. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I have to assume that on the drive in, Bill was very happy with the darkness and the fact there was rain in the area. Bill, I mean, were you just...
I sent you one of my favorite songs.
Happy as heck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that song by...
Hello. Yeah. To Sound of Silence.
Sound of silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Oh, I love that.
Love that song?
Yes.
Do you love that song?
I do. I really do. That's probably one of the best duets ever in Central Park. Yes, it is.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Do you like the remake? Yeah. Jake will know this. He'll be able to pull the band.
Yeah.
Who did the remake, Jake? Oh, good
God.
I don't expect
it. No, I would nothing.
Was it like Stained or Disturbed? One of those two?
I'm just Disturbed.
Disturbed.
I'll get it. Keep talking. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yes. No, I don't like that remake.
Yeah, it's not as good.
No.
It's not the same.
No,
do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't even want to know what you're talking about.
Do you want me to play?
No.
I feel like I'm wrong on that, by the way. I think it's somebody else.
We're going to get it.
I think it's somebody else.
Maybe it's AC/DC.
Definitely not AC/DC.
It did not do Sound of
Silence. They might have a version.
Disturbed.
It is Disturbed?
Yeah.
All right.
Good job. You nailed it.
Thank you. Got you.
I wonder what Bill would think of it. It's not horrible, Bill.
I probably would have some respect for it.
Yeah, I think you might have.
Probably would. There's some remakes that I like.
Yeah.
There's some remakes that I like.
Yeah.
Cheap Trick's done some remakes.
Jake, would you please play some Budokan?
Sometime soon.
It'd be nice.
Sometime soon.
We don't ask a lot. I've never asked for one song.
I looked at Cheap Trick yesterday, I thought I played Dream Police recently in the past year. I played Surrender before.
Have you?
I played I Want You to Want Me. I don't really like that song. I'm not a big fan of that song.
It's okay. No, it's a pretty good song.
It's kind of whiny.
It's kind of whiny. Jake, some of the songs you played this week, and you're going to come at us with that?
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Well, I like Cheap Trick in general. I said that song, I love Surrender, and I love Dream Police. Those are two great songs. Mm. Those are excellent songs.
Quit while you're behind.
Yeah.
I just gave you a compliment. I'm not behind at all.
Have you guys been to Mahoney State Park?
Yes, I
have. That place is incredible.
Did you go yesterday?
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I was at a speaking event for the Joni Johnson Sundquist, had the Nebraska CPA group out there. And so I spoke at the event. She did an incredible job. Joni is the top CPA in Nebraska. And so she put this event on. And so that was a lot of fun. But just the setting out there, and we were at there, right? It was like the Riverview Lodge. And overlooks the Platte. That was incredible.
It's overlooks the what?
The Platte River from an incredible view. And it was, I was blown away by what, I haven't been out there. I've been there one time in my life. I haven't been out. They got everything out there.
Does it inspire you?
Yeah, it inspired me. It really did.
What did you feel poetic at the moment?
I think I would.
You should have jotted down some lines.
I did jot. That's where I did Bill Searles at.
Oh, wow.
So you're with a bunch of CPAs.
I don't think my dad was there.
He was not.
I'll have to check.
I actually referenced your dad because we talked about tax time coming up.
Oh.
And I said, I have a friend of mine. I said that drinks warm salt water to get himself ready.
Anybody else in the room,
Warm salt water because tax time was coming. They felt the pressure. They knew tax time's coming.
Yep. Is it coming?
It's coming.
Tomorrow, we got 2 days in November.
January, mid-January, it starts getting real.
I usually don't file till July.
But hats off to the state of Nebraska, to Mahoney State Park. Water park there, had no idea that was there.
It's a nice water park.
Obviously not open. Could have been open yesterday. It's 85 degrees. Wouldn't have been a problem.
Bill loves the 80s in late October. You love it. You just love that.
What's today's weather forecast?
I'm sorry, I did that.
Well, title chit chat, so we can do
today.
Did
we get 60-mile-an-hour winds again? That was fun.
I don't think so. That was terrible. The high today is 76 degrees.
And is there...
I've seen rain forecasted from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., at least a chance of rain that entire time, which would make Bill happy.
Yeah, I like that.
And at that point, Bill, we're talking about the 50s, 50-degree weather.
Don't get my tail wagging like that.
When's that?
10 a.m. So right now is the warmest going to be all day. It's 65. It's going to get down to 54 by 10 a.m. Cold front's coming through. Tomorrow, 57. Friday, 64. Chance of rain on game day, Saturday. High of 65. 55% chance of rain.
Will that affect their run game for UCLA?
It could.
They're averaging 64.6 yards per
game. They don't try to run.
64.6 yards per game. That's last in the country.
How much have they rushed for?
I think the total
this season.
Hold on,
400 yards, and they're going
less than fewer than 500 yards.
They're coached by a man who was a great running back there, and Bienemy also was a great running back.
Yes.
Two great running backs involved in the staff. We're just gonna pass. Can't run.
Yeah, well, they don't pass it all that well.
Better though.
Yeah, but definitely better. They're 60th nationally in passing yards. UCLA plays Nebraska at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. In Memorial Stadium. Well, that's why we're talking about UCLA. and they don't do a lot. They don't do all that much very well.
They don't do defense real well either.
Defense.
They gave up 32 to Rutgers.
Yeah, defense.
That's rough.
They're 99th nationally in scoring defense. They're allowing 29 a game. They are 127th nationally in scoring offense. I don't know, though, guys. I'm not going to go too far down the road of UCLA's miserable, although I'm hearing that from people. Yeah. But, I mean, they did, if you just look at their scores, they're not terrible.
Remember, they pushed LSU for a while.
They did.
To halftime.
They did. They pushed LSU to halftime, lost 34-17.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Oregon 34-13. Now, they went to Penn State and were beyond respectable. They lost 27-11. They lost to Minnesota 21-17 and should have won the game.
I agreed with that. Well, should have won
at home,
but they had chances. They sure had chances to win that game.
Yeah. So I don't know why can't they push Nebraska?
They can.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake.
And they have some players. Don't think for a second they don't have players.
Right.
Again, this isn't Purdue rolling in here. It's not.
So you think they're better than Purdue?
I think they're better than Purdue.
Okay.
That wouldn't take a lot. I think UTEP.
And that was a game for a while. Purdue.
I think UTEP Purdue is a whale of a game.
Are you listening, Ben?
Yes. Purdue had one game that was decent against Illinois. Beyond that, they've been pretty bad all year.
Yep.
I mean, they brought in the backup quarterback they were down 28-3, and all of a sudden things just clicked for a half. Mm-hmm. They put up 40 points in the second half on Illinois. I don't understand that. I can't explain that one forever. But they lost in overtime by one. Still don't get that. That's why football's great. You can't explain it sometimes.
And the next week they didn't score.
35-0, 35-0 to Oregon at home.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. That is why football's great. There's no football on last night for you guys?
Well, there was great football last night. The Raging Cajuns won.
Who's that?
Louisiana.
Tech or Louisiana?
What's that? Louisiana.
I'm sorry. There's always a Louisiana team on.
Tech also played last night. They lost.
They're on Tuesday all the time.
They lost 9-3.
That's correct. To Sam Houston.
It was bad weather.
What's that? I don't think so.
Hurricane Gus.
And then I thought Jake would have it ready to go.
Hang on. What was the other scores, Bill?
There was a big loss. New Mexico State had a big loss to FIU.
Fireball.
Woo-hoo. Come on, Ben.
Big win.
Yeah. Woo. That was at home, too.
Tuesday night.
There.
South Beach.
31-13, FIU.
McIntyre saves his job.
McIntyre, what? Because that's Tuesday night in Miami.
Yeah, that place was jumping.
Party.
Yeah.
What was the final again?
31-13 FIU.
They put points on the board.
They did. They took down New Mexico State. I'm sorry. 34-13 FIU.
Big crowd there.
a pretty solid crowd.
Let's see
crowd.
What it says for the attendance on ESPN here. It says attendance was 9,103. Do you buy that, Bill?
Somewhere around 3,000.
Okay.
And that would be that'd be counting the workers.
How about Pitbull?
That
was Pitbull.
I don't know if Pitbull.
I don't know
was
if
there.
He was there or not. I'm not sure. I didn't watch enough.
I didn't think
of
he'd be there.
I watched mostly the Raging Cajuns. That was a good game.
God, there were two games on last night.
Yes, it was good.
You know, I was remember before the season, Brett McMurphy, who's a well-known sports reporter, had Texas State as his team. He had as his group of five team in the playoff. They're 4-4, as Bill said. They lose 23-17 last night. They pushed Arizona State earlier this year. They lost at home, lost by like 2 points, something like that. They're 4-4, though.
Disappointing. Bad pick.
Come on, Brett.
It's okay. I've made some real bad picks this year. Wow. Brett McMurphy picked them. So, again, recapping last night's action.
Yes. FIU beats New Mexico State 34-13.
That was on TV. I'll be damned.
Louisiana beat Texas State 23-17, and Sam Houston beat Louisiana Tech 9-3. Bill told me before the show that he watched a quarter of an inning of the World Series, which is not over. The Yankees win 11-4. Bill said he was watching the same inning the grand slam happened, and he missed the moment it happened.
I just have me doing something else in my garage. I look up, and everybody's like, oh, God, I missed a grand slam.
They put up four runs all of a
sudden. I missed a grand slam. I missed it by 4 seconds live. Missed the whole thing.
He missed the moment.
What's a quarter of an inning?
One out.
It's a third.
It's the same thing.
It's a third of an inning. What is a quarter of an inning? Well, there could be a quarter if there's four batters, right?
No, it just based off time. What if the inning was 20 minutes long?
And you saw five.
5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah, right back in your grill.
11-4, Yankees beat the Dodgers. They're now down 3-1.
Oh, thank God.
In the World Series.
It looked warm there. Also, it's such a... This happens, I don't think, any place else besides at the Yankees game. So when I was coaching at Rutgers, a couple times I got invited to sit in a box.
At Yankee Stadium?
And so, like, so I was able...
You're kidding me. You do it?
Yeah, it was a suite.
Now that's cool.
Well, it wasn't like a box down below. It was a suite. It was incredible. I mean, food, it was incredible. So I went twice to... And we're at the game, and I'm like, well, what is going on down here? So all of the incredible luxury seats down below, the guy's like, goes, no, those are all corporate. They're all bought up by corporate. So if people don't come, you can't move into those seats. You can't just slide down into those seats.
Can't.
If you looked last night, there was hundreds of empty seats at Yankee Stadium.
In the World Series.
In the World Series. In those big-time seats. Just no one's there.
That's a bad look.
Yeah, no, they were paid for. Someone paid, you know, a large amount of money for that chair that night for the whole season. And there's just no one there. Just watch it tonight. You'll see it right behind home plate. There'll be 15 empty seats.
Really?
Yeah. And they're the big, like, luxury, like, lazy boy looking chairs. Yeah. They look incredible.
That's not a good look.
And the weather wasn't even cold.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You want to know who's a dude, though, in baseball right now? Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers has hit a home run in all four games, and he's hit a home run in six straight World Series games going back to his last appearance.
Okay, that's
In the first inning.
Yeah. Stop it.
He hit a two-run home run. They played four games. He has homered every single game of the World Series this year, and six straight overall in the World Series. That is awesome.
Freakazoo.
That's incredible.
That is. You couldn't even do that in wiffle ball.
No, you couldn't do it. No. You couldn't do it in just like home run derby.
No, God, that's amazing.
Just throwing layups to you.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's a serious dude.
Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome. Anything else for Idle Chit Chat at all?
I'm good.
Okay. Let's talk sports.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David. 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bedliners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. Sip was at the press conference yesterday with Marcus Satterfield and Tony White.
Yes, hold on a second.
And we have audio from both these guys today. Marcus Satterfield and Tony White. Now, there's several things to get to from Marcus. Again, the Nebraska's offense is struggling. He has been heavily criticized for play calling all year long, even back to last year also. Mm-hmm. He was asked, what did you think of Dylan Raiola's ability to run the football? Mm-hmm. Here's Marcus Satterfield from that yesterday.
Shoot, I didn't know he could run like that, to be honest with you. You know, I've never seen it, but I thought he did a really nice job. He switched the ball on the outside arm. He used used his off-arm weapon as a stiff arm. It was cool. I'll hopefully see some more.
He didn't know he could run. run like that. We had no signs of that at all in camp.
In practice? Anything? I got off-season. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe he wasn't speaking in literal terms.
Possibly.
It was a really nice run. And when the coaching's over, that's what scares you the most with scrambles. Scramble ability.
He went 38.
It just haunts you. It just haunts you. 38, that's a big run. That's a big run.
For Dylan, it was. And it was a...
Well, of rushing attempts this year, what's the longest run from scrimmage?
Oh, don't know that one. I don't know that one.
It'd be up there, though.
It's up there. It would be up there.
It'd be up in the one top two or three, I mean, what, top five?
Right? Yeah, I would think so.
Dylan said he was surprised that there was that much open field. Now, Bill, this is where you come in. Now, I'm going to try this.
Okay.
I'm going to try some football and see if Bill grades me out okay.
I like this.
I'll grade this.
This is a situation with a quarterback where if a team is in man coverage, their backs are to the ball. Quarterback can take off, should take off. Accurate. Man free?
Accurate. Man free, if it's a five-man rush, there would be no low hole player if the running back got again. Out.
No low hole player.
So, yeah. So in general, if you say we're going to play, just day one elementary man coverage just means there's going to be a post player and a low hole player, which means the two backers, one's going to work off take the back, the other one's going to play in the low hole. That would be your scramble person. I have to go back and look at the play because I didn't see it closely. If they were in the version that the worst thing you can ever be in is two man, which means everyone's manned up and two safeties are high.
Oh.
And so they're playing over the top. That's the worst thing for a quarterback scramble.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
The future of cool, comfortable sleep is here. Introducing the new Sleep Number Climate Cool Smart Bed. The only smart bed in the world that actively cools and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. Sleep up to 15 degrees cooler on each side. It actively cools to keep you cool and comfortable throughout the night. Save on smart beds now during our fall sale, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
In general, a quarterback that will scramble, you just hardly can call that defense, or you have to stunt up front, or you rush three and somebody else is on the quarterback. You just can't account for the quarterback in that situation. So if whatever reason was, there obviously were not eyes on the ball, which meant it had to have been man coverage of some sort where backs returned, things happen like that.
At the very least, defenses will have to be more mindful of Dylan now running the ball upfield.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, he did have... three scrambles on their third, I think it was their third series. He had 3 5-yard scrambles. Even those got my attention. Like, ooh. So he's running a little bit now. But then he went to 38.
On that note, Satterfield, how much would Dylan's legs open up things for the offense?
That's huge. I mean, you know, when they think you can't run, they don't have to have a spy. That, you know, they can play man coverage and read his eyes and get underneath, you know, certain routes. So for him to be able to pull it down and run like you did, I think at least they have to account for him. It shows they have to account for him now.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what we just said. And the spy thing's always an interesting conversation to me because Plenio used to say there's no spies, Sipple. There's no spies. Are there spies or not? Are there spies?
The key to the spies is what is your technique, how you coach the spy, and then also is the person fast enough to catch him? So the spy, when you're spying somebody, that means you would spy someone like the quarterback at A&M. You better have someone that can catch him. Because he can run.
But you do really put a guy on him.
You can have that happens. You have a guy who just says, hey, listen, what we're doing is we're going to take the low hole player out of it. Instead of playing that, you have the quarterback. And so that gives you a chance. But it better be, then generally what you want to do if it's in a pass rush situation.
Vindication.
Is that you want to be able to rush the passer and you know if he flushes where he's going to flush. The most scary scramble is the one that's a downhill scramble that he escapes in the B or the A gap. Sideways, not near as much. The downhill scramble is what scares you.
Okay. He gave a quick explanation, brief. I don't know if you have this.
I have this.
On the screen pass, on the multitude of screen passes they threw against Ohio State, I think the number was 10. I was told that. I don't know. I didn't count them. Multitude of screen passes. Why?
Just trying to get the ball out quick. You know, it's a very scary pass rush at times, so you don't want to be standing back there the whole game holding the ball.
Just a quick, nobody short followed quick. Up on it.
Short answer.
I don't know that you needed to or not, but nobody did. So there you go. How about UCLA's record deceiving, according to Satterfield?
Well, here's his thoughts on their defense. How's that sound?
That's good.
Okay. Marcus Satterfield, yes.
I think the schedule's or the record is very deceiving. Ah. They played some really good teams.
Nailed it, Steve.
Same record against common opponents as we have. You watch them on defense. They're very long. They're very athletic. They're physical. Very multiple in their scheme. Can cause some, you know, headaches trying to figure out what they're doing, especially on third down. But just real impressive, you know, defensive unit as far as team speed, physicality, and athleticism to see on tape.
They're not great on third down. They are actually 133rd nationally on third down. Now, maybe they've been better lately, and maybe that's what he's talking
133rd.
About.
At the most, there's 134, or it's one. Or they're either
so they're last.
They're dead last in all of Division I football.
It puts a sports writer in a predicament when the OC says that, because you go to your notes and look up, oh, they must be good on third down. Oh, nope, they're not. I didn't write that, but but maybe they've been better lately is what you wonder about. They're 99th nationally in scoring defense. We covered that. But yeah, like Bill says, and I say it all the time, they're a power four team. They're going to have guys.
Yeah. Thoughts and players.
Yeah.
I mean, all depends on how they come off their bye. UCLA will play at a very high level or a awful level.
No in between.
I don't see in between. They'll come in here and be, you know, they'll be like, hey, we've got a little bit better. We've been together longer. We've had a bye week, or it's going to be horrific.
Oh, I agree with that. That also, Satterfield, where does he want to get better? This was late in the session.
Continuing to be able to run the ball with just, you know, common runs, traditional runs, being able to put the ball on the perimeter and block, I think it would take, you know, it'd be a huge step for us. And then just continue to develop our play-action pass game, which if you can continue to get better in the run, that will improve and allow us to push the ball a bit, you know, down the field more than we're doing right now.
Good answers. All I 100% agree with as a OC myself.
Yeah, OC Sipple over here.
Yeah.
Football.
All right.
You guys are in step there.
Yeah, pretty much. There's probably a couple other tweaks I would want to make. But I'd
like to hear those tweaks.
No, I'm joking.
Did you meet with the football staff at Columbus High? Did you meet with them those guys after BP, after your batting practice meet with the staff?
Dick Libby is alive. He was the head coach. He would back me on this. One time he came to social studies class. Pulled me out and said, I want you to consider going out for football.
And I didn't. I pretty much dismissed it right away. No, I can't. I'm not going to do that.
Just coach. Because of your dominance in baseball, didn't want to risk the injuries for the potential scholarship. That was it.
No, that wasn't that.
So one. You've been recruited.
I was been recruited by Dick Libby. Dick Libby would back. Yeah, I think he envisioned like a flanker. Play.
Like old wheel wing back.
Any regrets about the old this
inside
decision?
Trap? No. Out of Sipple?
No, I was quick, not that's fast. Good. I told him, I'm quick, I'm not fast. I don't have good straight line speed. I'm not going to be able to help you very much.
You do have barnyard cat-like agility, though. I mean, he does. He's got, you can just see that.
Slow, though. I mean.
I can see if you got in a pickle between, like, second and third that you would always get out of. I can just see Sipple daring to get into a pickle.
Bring it. Come on. Let's dance.
Duke would get in a pickle on purpose.
He would. He just got, liven things up.
Liven things up a little bit. Just liven things up a little bit. Didn't go over well sometimes.
A pickle would.
Didn't go over real well with the coach. Didn't go over real well. But sometimes he'd just be like, I'm just going to get in a pickle.
It's funny, though.
He'd just walk out to the middle between second and third, and they'd throw it to one. Like, all right, here we go.
Let's do this.
It's like a block punt in football. It does liven things up like for that. A second.
I don't.
What's he doing? You'd be like, what's he doing?
Instead of hitting a home run, Duke would rather get out of a pickle. Instead of hitting a grand slam to win the game, he'd rather get out of a pickle. That meant more. Got out of that one. See that? If he got out, he'd look over and grin. Yeah. He would tell me, he goes, if I get on, I go, I'm going to get in a pickle.
Potentially.
On purpose. On, the purpose
Duke.
Pickle.
Come the on, purpose Duke. Pickle. That's awesome. Legion ball.
Legion Pender. Ball.
Better times.
Need a Jim Savoda as our coach.
Oh, my God.
That would be incredible.
Be overwhelming. All right. You want to go to Tony White?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of writing yesterday, guys.
And you were busy.
Bill called. I couldn't take it. There's a lot I don't get to. I was thinking about it. And somebody brought up Tony White playing at UCLA. All I know is he played at UCLA. I don't know anything about his career. Somebody brought it up, like, Sip, that's kind of cool. He played at UCLA. I'm like, yeah, that's all I know, so don't ask me about it. So you can go to that.
Yeah, here's his memories from UCLA.
No, I mean, the championships, the Rose Bowls, but as with all guys who played, you know, you miss the locker room. You miss those sitting down in there and just before class or before you're eating, just, you know, just being around the guys. And, you know, I think anybody who's spent time in the locker room, those things you miss the most.
Did he play multiple Rose Bowls? Is that the way I heard that? And where was I at this time? I mean,
well, the stadium.
What? No, I mean, he played in multiple Rose Bowls as a player. Cool.
Let's check and see. Let's hear it again.
That's he shows awesome. The Rose Bowls, but as he with all ball guys, you.
He said plural.
UCLA? Awesome. Was that Donahue? Was he talking about?
I'm not sure when Coach White played there.
Well, we can figure it out. I think he's like 40 in his late 40s, so it's like Frosty's age. You know, so were they playing in Rose Bowl?
Late 90s?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the last I go back to like the Neuheisel era when he was there. But that was
That was before.
That was way before that. That would have been because Neuheisel's in his like 63, 64 years old, somewhere in that area.
Now, I apologize. I didn't get a chance to look at all this up yesterday.
Well, would he have played when, I wonder if he'd have played like with,
check real quick.
With when they played Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl.
Probably.
That may have been the time. They played point in time. That was Wisconsin's, Barry's first win in the Rose Bowl.
That could be.
Was at that time. And that would have been in the 90s.
And that would make sense.
That would make sense.
He played late. He graduated 2002.
Huh.
4-year letter. Thank you to David from Renew. Gives me the stat. He's a 4-year letter winner and 3-year starting linebacker at UCLA, I guess from 97 to 2000. But he went undrafted in 2002 for some reason.
Might have been some Rose Bowls in there.
Could have been.
Multiple Rose Bowls. Anyway, that's Tony awesome. White. Yeah, playing his alma mater.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. You don't go like down rabbit holes, but it's just a big deal. You want to play well.
Sure.
Anytime you're playing against an alma mater, someplace where you've been coached before, it's always a big deal. Somewhat internally, it wasn't, but it's not a giant. There won't be like, well, the game's really different today. No, it won't be. It'll be the same methodology going through it. But it's still a cool situation.
Now, several players stood out defensively against Ohio State, but Jamari Butler was consistently there all game long. Here is Tony White yesterday on Jamari Butler at the press conference.
No, I mean, he was like that at the beginning of the year. You know, and then he was, as with all football players at this time, you know, they're banged up and all that kind of stuff. And then just gradually, I think he started settling down and being able to play like that, but also did a good job of taking care of his body with Mitch and Corey and those guys and stuff. And then you see him moving around even like he was at the beginning of the season. And again, no coincidence, he was making a ton of plays out there.
Yeah, season high, 5 tackles against Ohio State, Jamari Butler. Career high, 3 TFLs.
He was in the backfield the entire game. That left tackle had problems.
Had his second sack of the season. Now, he had 5.5 last year, and I thought maybe he'd get more than that this year. He has time. He has 4 games left.
Where's he at right now?
He's at 2.
2?
Gotcha. Yeah. So he needs to, I mean.
A lot of time.
He has some time, and if he keeps playing that way. Now, that I mild disagreement with Tony White. I hadn't seen Butler play like that early in the season. I mean, there was no games where he had 5 tackles, and there was no games where he had 3 TFLs. But I guess he was a little more disruptive earlier.
He's probably talking about just how he moved around in practice, probably too, a little bit. Probably just with how he saw his movement.
But if you get Butler going with Robinson and Nash at a high level, that a good D-line goes to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be big down the stretch, obviously. If all 3 of those guys are going, then it'll look like it did against Ohio State. Right?
Agreed.
100.
100.
Bounce back performance. Is there anything of along those lines, Jake?
Yes. Here was Tony White on that yesterday.
Well, I mean, it's what we're supposed to do, right? I mean, that's just what we're supposed to do, and really happy that the guys played like that. But again, you know, for as up and down as it is, you just want to make sure that, hey, this is Tuesday. We got a team who's playing their best football coming in here. We want to make sure we know how to do things, and then more importantly, probably the most important is how we do things. You know, with the little attitude and chip on our shoulder.
Hey, Jake. Also, he talked about MJ Sherman. MJ Sherman had a guy who had a especially good game. I'd say Deshaun Singleton. I would say Deshaun Singleton, Butler, and MJ Sherman, and I'd say Malcolm. All those guys, Malcolm Hartsock, all played well. He had some interesting comments about MJ Sherman, the senior Jack linebacker, who's a transfer from Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, he sets a great example. You know, being an older guy, that's the kind of guy you want. You know, leading that position group. He's making a ton of plays, but it's the plays that he doesn't make where he's really impacting the game. I mean, he's like the undercover hero. I mean, he's taking on blocks. He's so physical. That first 4th down stop. I don't know if against in Ohio State or whatever. He's being double teamed, and he crushes the tight end down, and the wing is still on him. And as soon as the tight end comes off, he inserts himself up the field, and he hits the ball carrier. There's stuff like that you don't see unless you're really watching the game, how much he's impacting. And then he's on the sideline talking each series to guys, to Prince Will and to Willis. And then Willis goes in there and makes a huge play, you know, and MJ's one of the first ones to jump around with him and all that stuff. So it's fun to watch him grow, develop, and have fun where he's at.
Willis McGahee is a true freshman, Jack. So he's playing really well. Sherman, the stop he's talking about, you were hunting. But Nebraska got off to a god-awful start.
Offensively.
Yeah.
And special teams.
Ives muffed the kickoff. There was an 8-yard sack. Then Buscini, thank you very much, 31 yards. And then, though, Nebraska got a stop on 4th-and-1. They stopped Travion Henderson. That was MJ Sherman. He blew up the play. It was a huge play because it allowed Nebraska to kind of settle in a little bit after a horrific start. So MJ Sherman was gigantic. Get to Sean.
Ben.
Let's stop it right there.
All right.
There.
Well, there's your practice.
Good job.
Presser update. With
Ben
Santa
was late
Field
to work
White.
Today. Ben and Jake were both late.
We walked at the same time. Bill was earlier than usual.
Yes.
Which is fine.
I had to call him. I had to call and see if they were coming in today or not.
We saw you, so he's going to call in a sec. Yep, there's the phone call. We got here.
Were they late or were you early?
No, they were late.
Well, it was 5:34.
No, it was they were late.
Bill has a threshold of time. That was probably in the earlier threshold.
I used to show up early.
Yep.
So now I just sit around my house because Jake doesn't come anymore early.
I get there at 5:30. No, that's respectable.
No, I just sit around
the house. Are we struggling?
Yeah. Right now we're struggling as a complete three-legged stool.
Well, before we get to break, I need some food because I'm running late, apparently. Yeah. I need some food. I got to go to early bird after the show.
The bird!
It would help with my cravings here. I'm starving. I'm starved. It
would help with my cravings.
Jake, breakfast, burritos.
Chocolate milk. They have chocolate milk, right?
They do.
Oh.
What are you craving?
A chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Yeah. I want that with extra gravy. If you're David, yeah. He'll give you Dave. Give
what
you
else are you craving?
A variety of pancakes.
Craving a variety of pancakes.
Blueberries. And of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
I've never craved a variety.
I'm craving a variety of pancakes.
I've never been living yet.
What are you craving, honey? A variety
of pancakes. What kind? Banana, blueberry, strawberry.
All of the above.
I'd like to have a buffet.
A variety.
A variety.
A variety pack of pancakes.
Try it out sometime.
Yeah,
variety pack is good.
The variety pack of cereal, when you used to get that.
Oh.
Just like the big one, the little, all with like 12 boxes. Yeah. Oh, man. You look at it, oh, Fruit Loops. Oh, whoa, Frosted Flakes.
Check out Early Bird, 19th and K.
Better
times.
Tons
of free parking. Sean Callahan next, an early break in the ticket.